You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A little while ago, I gave Jeremy a gift. And some people might be listening. They're like, why is that such a big deal that you gave him a packet of Kool-Aid?
Here it is.
I did. I went to a grocery store yesterday, and I bought a packet of Kool-Aid. Here's why. Because Jeremy, growing up, was forbidden to have Kool-Aid by his mom. Danny would not let Jeremy have Kool-Aid.
There's too much sugar in it, too many, you know, artificial flavors and colors and all
I'd say there's just the right amount of both.
She said it would, you know, turn me...
Kill you.
Crazy or something.
I had Kool-Aid like crazy, and I'm healthy as hell. But here's the thing. He is now going to be defying his mom. He's going to go home, and he's going to make it, unless he throws it away.
No, I promise I won't.
Comes back
it.
And lies and tells us.
I'll post a little video or something silly.
Probably already got a text from Danny, your mom, this morning saying, you better not drink that.
I don't know if she heard it when you gave it to me. No, I haven't.
But. The segment we're doing is, what did your parents forbid you to do, but all your friends got to? Here's our number, because we want calls for sure. And if you're going to text us, that's great, too. 303-691-1MIX. Make sure that you program that number in so your boys are always at your fingertips. 303-691-1649. Give me another one, because I think your mom had plenty.
I had a bunch growing up. So, yeah, one was the Kool-Aid. I couldn't have pretzels with salt on it because the salt was bad for you. I couldn't watch Married with Children. I couldn't watch The Simpsons. I couldn't watch the movie Pulp Fiction. I couldn't ride my bike to Safeway with all the other kids. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's very sheltered. But the funny thing is still to this day, like the Pulp Fiction, for example, I won't watch it. Yeah. I still won't watch it because, you know, my mom and my dad went and saw that when it was in theaters, and they came home and they're like, it was shocking.
It's burned into your brain.
You're never going to
be able to see that. The one scene at the end, too, with the ball gag, I think that's the one that they...
What?
Yeah. It's the characters who are wearing the ball gag.
I can't bring myself to watch that movie because mom would be disappointed. And same with, like, The Simpsons and stuff. I mean, you can stream that now on Disney Plus, but I'm just like, I'm not going to watch it. There was obviously something bad about it that my mom didn't want me to see, and I'll just, you know...
Kool-Aid?
Abide by her wishes. Well, Kool-Aid is not the healthiest thing to be putting
into
a kid,
but
man.
You're not... It's not the only thing you're consuming every once in a while to be able to have Kool-Aid
as
a delay.
She didn't let me have the Squeeze-Its either. Remember Squeeze-Its? It was like pretty much Kool-Aid that came in a little squeeze bottle that you could squeeze in your mouth. I couldn't have Squeeze-Its. I couldn't have Lucky Charms because the marshmallows were bad.
So I don't remember anything like that. I guess I grew up with parents and in an era that's like, eat whatever, just, you know, just at certain times.
Sure. I mean, they smoked in the delivery room.
Exactly right. I do remember a doctor with a cigarette dangling in his lips when he came in to the room. I do remember that.
Reflexes and stuff.
Yeah. But the one that I remember is that my dad, he forbade me to ever ride a motorcycle. He called them murder cycles. He's don't ride the murder cycle.
Yeah.
And even as an adult, when I would get on a dirt bike that friends had, I rode them. But the entire time, I felt like I was defying my father.
God forbid something would have happened.
Yes.
You know, and then you would never have lived that down.
So Jeff Boykin, my buddy, Jeff Boykin, you've heard him many times on this show, had a little mini bike. So it was one of those, like an 80cc or something like that, a little Honda mini bike.
Not as dangerous.
No. So it's like...
You could just put your feet down.
Yeah, it's like a kid's version. And I got on it when I was probably 14 or whatever.
Yeah.
And I proceeded to... It was my first time to ride something like that, so I was trying to learn the clutch and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit what I thought was... I must have hit the throttle. Anyway, the point is...
The way you went.
I went up over an embankment into some bushes and essentially wrecked the thing.
Don't tell Papa.
And I told Jeff Boykin.
Tell my papa.
I was like, do not say anything to my dad that I was on a murder cycle. We're going to grab calls, then go to a break and take more calls out. So if you don't get through right now, keep trying. Let's take a couple. Elizabeth, what were you forbidden to do?
Watch MTV.
Well,
of course. There's scantily clad people on there dancing.
That's right.
With filthy lyrics.
Right. That's when it was... when it first came out.
When they actually when played music videos, right.
Right, when it was just videos.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my dad, I mean, of course, we would still do it, and my dad would come in the room, and he would tell us to turn that off.
Right.
That's funny.
I'm so glad you called, Elizabeth. Thank you for being on the show. Angie, what were you forbidden to do?
So we weren't allowed to watch certain movies, and Dirty Dancing was one of them. Right. So that was a no-no on the list.
I mean, dirty's in the title.
That's
you don't want to
right.
Watch that.
I know, right? It's awful. but Patrick Swayze, come on now.
Come on.
Have you since watched it?
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm an old lady now, but, well, not really, but, you know.
Yeah, but see, like Jeremy was talking about, his mom forbid him to see Pulp Fiction, but he, as an adult, refuses to watch it now because he can hear. It's like, you know, the angel and the devil on the shoulder. For Jeremy,
it's just my mom.
It's his mom on both shoulders.
Yes, thank you.
Both shoulders and hanging around his neck.
I wouldn't want her to know that I watched it. Yeah.
Angie, thank you very much for your call. Here comes Will. Will, good morning.
What's going on, guys?
Just hanging out.
Just chilling.
What do you got?
I wasn't allowed to stay over at friends' houses past a certain time of the day. Like, even if it was, like, a range, like, sleepovers were here and there. But, like, once it hit, like, 4:30, I was home.
4:30?
I was grabbed.
That's pretty early.
What the hell happens after 4:30?
Dinner?
It was one of those, like, try to get up on school and... Just
right, come home and read a book.
All the excuses of, you know, she doesn't want to have to worry about where I'm at after, you know, it's starting to get a little iffy in the day.
Ah, that's great.
That's funny.
Thank you for the call. 303-691-1649. If it's busy, call back. Let me try to squeeze in one more before we go to break, and then we'll take the rest out of the break. Stephanie, good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I didn't have a lot of restrictions. I just found it funny that Jeremy had so many when, if I remember right, didn't your parents own a Dairy Queen?
They did for quite a while.
Why? Why didn't I think of this?
Yeah, I couldn't have sugary drinks or sugary cereal.
They're pumping peanut butter parfaits into people, but you can't have
no Kool-Aid.
Oh, my God.
That's a funny observation, Stephanie. Thank
Danny
you.
And John are the biggest hypocrites in the world.
Boy, oh, boy. That is funny.
If you think about when you were a kid, the posters you would put up are probably the kind of things that your parents thought were a bad influence, like rock stars. And
I had a Jenny McCarthy one up, but I had to put it behind my door because, you know, when the door stays open, nobody
could see it.
So it was behind the
door. I'm surprised your mom even let you put that up at all.
I was like 23 when she finally... Jim wrote in and says, I was never allowed to watch horror movies because my mom thought they were satanic and I would grow up to be a serial killer. And then poor Amy, she says, I couldn't watch Full House because the episode my mom walked in on was them playing Spin the Bottle during the episode.
Oh,
what are they doing?
Thanks to Stacy, I was talking about how my dad called murder cycles, so I wasn't allowed to ride them. And Stacy says her parents called them donor cycles.
That's so good.
Oh, my goodness. let's go back to the phones. Kelsey, thank you for holding. I'm glad you called.
Hi, boys. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning to you. So what did your parents forbid you to do?
Oh, man. My parents forbid, I have a twin brother, and they forbid my brother and I to go to sex ed because they taught safe sex and not abstinence.
Oh. So all the other kids went, and you had to have like a note from your parents excusing you from that. And
we literally had to go sit in the principal's office
during that.
So embarrassed.
Oh, no.
And now to this day, you're still so confused about how to have sex and how it all works.
So confused. I don't even know where my kids came from.
Yeah, you have no idea.
No, I would say that you had the kids because you did not go to that class. So.
Right.
Kelsey,
that's a good one.
Thank you very much. Oh, that's funny. Serena, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
So what were you forbidden to do?
I was not allowed to listen to their Nirvana soundtrack.
Oh,
or the soundtrack.
Yes.
God,
I loved it. It was such good music.
It was great music.
But it did have the baby in the swimming pool, like, trying to find the door.
Yeah, of course, you got the little baby ding-ding.
Let me do this for you, Serena. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Somewhere your mom is mad.
Best intros ever.
As you are.
Apparently, you were listening to it when you weren't supposed to.
Yeah, you snuck the cassette.
So glad you called. Thank you for having some fun with your boys in the morning. Levi, good morning.
Good morning.
What were you forbidden to do?
I got a quick grocery list, but is it okay if I add a disclaimer before I say anything?
Well, why don't you just give us two, but make sure that they're appropriate for the radio.
Yeah, don't be naughty.
Of course. I just wanted to say, even though my parents did this, I love them dearly. And just in case they're listening, I don't hold anything against them.
Oh, look at you being a good son. I love you still.
That's a great disclaimer.
Okay, now quickly go through your list.
Quickly, SpongeBob, I wasn't allowed to watch because my mom thought it would make me stupid. I wasn't allowed to watch Yu-Gi-Oh! Because my mom thought it was satanic.
Okay.
And I wasn't allowed to watch Digimon because my mom thought it supported evolution. But she still let us be massive fans of Pokemon, which supported evolution more than the other one ever did, I think.
How?
I guess because they actually evolve and stuff, and the Digimon ones, they just fight. But
oh, okay. You're like, got you, Mom. Slid one past you.
Yeah, and she was like, no, that's...
Your mom is really anti the theory of evolution.
I guess so. All right.
Funny.
Real quick, 8443 texted in. She said, that person said, my mom would never let me go to the carnivals or ride the fair rides.
Yes,
she said that they built them so quick that what if they missed one bolt or screw?
Oh, my God.
Someone could fall off the ride.
Funny.
I'm kind of with the mom on that one.
Jessica texted in, I was not allowed to say the word fart. She goes, I will be 40 this year and I still cringe.
Oh, come on.
Jessica, fart.
Lauren says I wasn't allowed to have Cabbage Patch Kids dolls because my mom was told they were demon possessed.
Well, they are, aren't they?
Cabbage Patch dolls?
I thought they were.
No.
Brendan, good morning.
Morning, boys.
Hey.
So, what were you forbidden to do?
So, I actually had mentioned one to Josh, and the other one that I realized I forgot to mention was another one that I had been forbidden to do when I was a kid. So one of them was I was not allowed to have a cell phone at the time.
Okay.
And, you know, most kids nowadays have cell phones.
Sure,
they do.
So I kind of found that kind of unfair in a way.
All right, what's the other one?
The other one was no rated R movies.
Yeah, but you know what? Brendan, thank you for the call.
There's naughty things in the rated R
movies. I mean, you do have to be 17 to see them in a theater.
You do. I get that.
And the cell phone one is interesting, too. I mean, we did a whole segment once on, like, how old do your kids need to be?
Yeah.
I don't know. Thank you, Brendan. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, what about you?
Okay, so mine's a little bit different. I am the parent that forbade my son to wear his hat backwards. His baseball cap backwards.
All right.
Backwards hat club.
Yeah.
Why?
He looked like a darn gangster.
A darn you. Golly, you look like a gangster. Gosh dang it. Julie, you're funny.
Yeah.
So you said it was your son?
Yeah.
Does he?
He's now 36.
Does he do it?
No.
Now?
No. He's 36. He's past that. He wears them the right way, facing his future.
Okay, you guys.
That's right. You're darn right, Julie. Listen, thank you for call. Thanks for having fun with your boys in the morning. Michelle, I was not allowed to listen to Prince or Boy George.
Yeah,
I can see, especially in some parts of the country, parents are like, you're not going to listen to that.
Not allowed to stay after school or attend football games or sock hops. What year was that?
I don't get the one from Lauren. We got in trouble for calling mom mother.
Mother?
She said we only called her mother when we were angry. My siblings and I weren't allowed to say curse words unless we could prove that word was in the Bible.
Oh, okay.
Are there curse words in there?
I don't know.
Like hell. The word hell is in the Bible, right? Kimberly was not allowed to watch soap operas or night soap operas, as in 90210.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
These are funny.
Ah, memories.
Thank you.